This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
The oil royalties that went slip-sliding away.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. A federal trial kicks off in Denver today at issue whether or not big oil companies slipped out of paying royalties on oil they drilled out of public land. It may have been an oversight by the overseers. Interior Department officials may not have looked carefully enough at their own contracts. Or did they? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler takes a look.
The so-called loophole is really a bureaucratic mistake in some old leases for oil exploration in the Gulf of Mexico. Congressional auditors estimate that the error could cost the federal government as much as $10 billion in lost revenues.
In addition to that problem, there's an uprising of auditors who are claiming that the agency is failing to collect on audit findings.
That's Beth Daly with the Project on Government Oversight. She says Interior Department auditors have filed false claims lawsuits against companies for allegedly defrauding the government by underpaying royalties.
These auditors felt it was the only thing left that they could do because their managers were refusing to collect the money that was owed by these oil companies.
The oil and gas companies are being sued, just not by the feds. Daly says that over the past 15 years, states and private citizens have recovered around $11 billion related to underpaid royalties. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Some British officials are heading for Paris today to explain why government officials in London cut off a bribery investigation into a major defense contractor, BAE. They're set to appear before a committee of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us from London. Stephen, why all these questions for British officials about BAE?
These officials have to explain to the OECD why the UK government pulled the plug on an inquiry by Britain's Serious Fraud Office into a multi-billion dollar arms deal between BAE and Saudi Arabia. The allegation was that Saudi officials received bribes in order to secure that contract.
And has there been any indication why?
It's pretty clear that the Saudi government brought intense pressure to bear on the Brits over this. They made it pretty clear that if the inquiry continued, they would pull out of a new arms deal, and that could lose the UK billions of dollars and cost anywhere between 5,000 and 15,000 British jobs.
BAE, as I understand it, the Pentagon's biggest foreign contractor. Is it possible that the US could start investigating?
Yes, there is now some suggestion that the Department of Justice might get involved, and it could claim jurisdiction on the grounds that some of the alleged bribes that were paid 20 years ago in this transaction between BAE and Saudi Arabia went through American banks.
And what would be the possibility the Saudis could put the same kind of pressure on the U.S. government not to investigate?
Well, as I understand it, there has never been a single recorded case of the Department of Justice caving as a result of political and commercial pressure from abroad. It's pretty unlikely that the House of Saud, which depends utterly on the U.S. for its existence, would dare to threaten the U.S.
Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
The new chief executive at Pfizer is reported to be looking at big job cuts as a way to turn things around for the troubled pharmaceutical giant. That word today from the Wall Street Journal. Major indexes were all higher yesterday. The Dow gained 0.33% and starts today at 12,556. The Nasdaq gained 0.75%. The S&P 500 was up 0.5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellow shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, for information protection you can depend on. More at Fellows.com.
It's called burnout. The American Institute of Stress says about half of all American workers suffer from it, and job stress costs employers $300 billion a year. Reporter April Lunston discovered how one industry is dealing with it.
Robert Bocage was an emergency communications operator for 7 years at the Los Angeles Police Department call center. He worked the graveyard shift with about 100 other operators. The center receives 10,000 calls a day.
By far the number one type of call that we would get was domestic violence. You know, someone calling in saying there's a woman screaming and I can hear her husband hitting her next door. Or it might be the battered wife calling us to say that she had just been hit.
But the call that Bocage remembers most was from a little girl. Her mother wouldn't wake up.
While I'm transferring her, I hear her talking to her mom. Mom, Mom, wake up. Open your eyes.
The girl's mother died. It wasn't the ending Bocage was hoping for, but knowing what happened helped him move on. Many operators don't get the chance to move on, and that can lead to burnout.
Burnout would be prolonged exposure to stress, physical, emotional.
Laura Donna Ellsbury is the Communications Center and 911 Services Manager for the Association of Public Safety and Communication Officials, or APCO, an organization that supports emergency call operators. She says burnout can cause high turnover.
Poor working conditions, insufficient training, excessive overtime, poor relationships with coworkers, management, not adequate staffing.
In fact, national turnover rates for emergency call centers are 17%, and that can translate to bad service.
You start looking at high call abandonment rates, which means people are calling the comm center and the operators aren't answering the phone and they hang up.
The Los Angeles Police Department Center has 3 turnovers a month, but they're trying to deal with the problem before it gets to that point. Lieutenant Charles Mealy is the Assistant Commanding Officer for Communications at the LAPD Center.
We have a psychologist that actually has an office here on site. They're available on a 24-hour on-call basis.
Operators can also take a quickie, a short time out, to regroup. The LAPD Center recently upgraded offices at a cost of $20 million. They moved from a cramped basement 4 stories underground to a space the size of a basketball court with high ceilings and lots of windows.
We have what they call a quiet room if they just want to get off the floor and relax. In addition, we have the break room, and we have a really nice patio, and we have direct TV.
Mealy says nationwide, most call centers offer counseling and quiet rooms for their operators. But Laura Donna Ellsbury says many call centers don't offer the other perks. Some centers are still in the basement. Still, it doesn't cost that much to make a difference. Lieutenant Mealy says his center's most popular new incentive was cheap. They have Cookie Tuesdays and Brownie Thursdays, so operators get a break. In Los Angeles, I'm April Lunston for Marketplace.
And I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Take us along when you're on the go. We're podcasting at marketplace.org. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
Many people claim to be followers of...
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.